Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Mediums and Messages edition of Signs of Life with our host, Bob Ginsberg. I'm Fran Ginsberg, and our show tonight is sponsored by Association Transcommunication and can be found on the web at www.atransc.org. Tonight's guest is psychic medium Angelina Diana in a new role as our guest. And if you have a question, comment, would like to talk to her, or get a connection to a loved one who has gone before you, the toll-free number here is 888-815-9756. If you have a question, you can instant message at the studio at Signs of Life Radio on AIM. And good evening to you, Bob.
Hello there, Fran. And, you know, we just wanted to confuse everybody in the audience. You know, I don't want you to be disappointed. This is the Mediums and Messages show, as Fran just mentioned. And the wonderful Angelina Diana is with us, and she is going to be fulfilling the role as a guest medium tonight. Normally, she serves as the host, and there's a guest medium, but tonight, we're the host, and she's the guest medium. So now,
just like to shake things up.
We're shaking things up.
And next week, I'll host Signs of Life, and you guys do readings.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a novel idea.
That is something I don't think our listeners would appreciate.
It would be fun.
Yeah. Some of you may have gotten an email from us yesterday or may have participated in a prayer circle. And I never had, you know, it's an interesting experience. And, you know, as you may know, it was for, you know, Janet Mayer, who was undergoing some health issues. And, you know, what was interesting is that when I did email with her today, and she said something that was kind of cool, you know, because I was curious if she would feel, you know, the energy, and she said that she did feel a tremendous amount of energy during that time slot, and when she went to bed at night, her bed was vibrating, you know, which she attributed to the tremendous amount of healing, you know, that was taking place. So that's pretty interesting. Have you ever heard of something like that, Angelina?
I think so. I think it can happen in different ways. I mean, when you remote view and heal someone, the imagery I use is a healing bed, so that's very interesting.
Oh, that, you were shaking her bed up.
Well, I think, you know, you kind of do a body scan. I think that was one of the requests, you know, and you kind of imagine them on a bed, and you place that healing energy there, and I think...
Well, that's funny, because that was my visual when I was sending the energy, was this kind of... But I had her standing up.
Oh, okay.
And scanning her back and forth, so it was almost like a vibration.
That's probably why she was vibrating. People had her in different kind of places, maybe.
Well,
but yes, it's true.
You know, and we know that there have been many research projects on the power of prayer and how intention can affect things, so... Maybe with all medical technology and all the advances, that it comes back to something that the primitives may have known, and maybe this is, you know, the way it's supposed to be. Time will tell. But you mentioned something before that maybe, Fran, that we should start doing is if you have out there, if you know some loved ones that are going through some issues, we'd like to acknowledge that, you know, on the air. Tonight, we'd also like to send our best wishes out to a loyal listener, Chuck Rocket, who's going through serious illness, and we wish him well in that battle, and we send all our good thoughts to him. So in the future, you can send an email to radio at Signs of Life, radio at ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and we would be happy to send our get well thoughts out to your loved ones. The you know, Angelina, I know that you just came back from a trip to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
and it was really a personal rather than a professional, you know, trip. And I was somewhat curious in that Italy, as we all know, is probably the most, you know, one of the most religious countries, you know, and most people subscribe to a particular religion, mm-hmm. and which is not necessarily approving, you know, of mediumship. Mm-hmm. So do you tell people what you do when as you travel through Italy?
Yeah, I do. And the response is often one of surprise, but they want a connection. So I was in northern Italy, and I traveled through Italy down to the southern part. So I saw many parts of Italy and met many people, connected to my family and friends. And I did quite a few impromptu readings.
Oh, did you?
You go to that vacation.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it's a curious thing. And I think sometimes when, you know, it's the analogy my dad gave me about wine when I was a kid.
Okay.
In Italy, they start giving children wine when they're 7 years old. So when they're 13, 14, and 15, they don't desire it. Well, the opposite is true here. I think when you keep something away from someone, they want it more.
Right.
You know, and I think the desire to connect is no different. I think they're just very private about it. They do hold more stock in Italy outwardly with psychics. Like, you'll turn on, I watched a lot of Italian television there. You'll see psychics on television a lot, and
so astrologers. It's okay to look at the future, but it's not okay to talk to the dead.
Exactly. And exactly, they'll even use psychics for missing person cases. Every station has astrology every morning, and they're glued to the set. But when it comes to that aspect of it, it's really a very private thing, but they're hungry for it. And I think someday it's going to change. I really believe that.
So when,
I want to be one of the pioneers of that.
I want to be the next pope.
No, I won't go that far. Maybe someone who could maybe just bring a better understanding about the work there. That would be, it's a dream of mine. So
when you did bring through spirit for some people, you know,
sure.
in Italy. Did you sense that, I mean, they must have been gratified and thankful for the information, but did you sense that maybe they were somewhat fearful that they weren't supposed to be doing this?
No, I got more like they didn't understand what I was doing in the beginning. You know, I speak some Italian, but I don't speak full Italian. You know, I understand it more than I could speak it, so I was speaking broken Italian to them, and to try to explain the process of how I work was first the biggest battle. But as they got into the rhythm of energy of what a reading's like and what to expect from a reading, the majority of people that I read, they weren't fearful, they were hungry. It was like this hunger and a curiosity of like, well, you can reach this person, well, how about this person? I'm like, I'm not hearing from them. Are they okay? Well, yes, they're okay. You know, so it's like,
well, educational.
Yeah, it's really actually quite refreshing, to tell you the truth, because I think sometimes some people in the United States are used to the media aspects of mediumship,
right?
And they get this fast food approach to it,
right?
You know, and I do radio. You know, in Connecticut, I do radio, and they're 5 minute readings. And I'm just, if I, you know, I could be guilty of that too, but it's an educational thing, and that's what I hope it brings when I do radio. But there was this settling down of energy, like, oh wow, you know, and they settled into it, not like, okay, what are you going to give me next? What are you going
to
give me next?
I think that goes to what we were talking about before the show. You said that they know that this exists,
right.
And they know that it's there.
Right.
They accept that it's there. They just don't talk about it.
Exactly.
And not talking about it is what stimulates the curiosity.
Exactly.
But and yet that deep inner knowing that it does exist and it's mm-hmm. and it's there.
And now Angelina presented the opportunity, which they really haven't had before. We'll see the next time she goes back to Italy whether they let her into the country.
I think she's going to be waiting with her own little villa in Tuscany.
Right.
The medium's villa, and people will come from all over Italy to
be lovely.
Visit. If you need a manager, we'll. I think what we'll do is we'll go to our break, and we have listeners starting to call.
We have callers on the line.
So when we come back from the break, we'll resume and take some calls from you to talk and speak with Angelina Diana. So stay with us.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANS-C. Their new website is atranc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
On Saturday, February 6, 2011, in Laguna Hills, California, Bob and Fran Ginsberg, founders of Forever Family Foundation, and medium Janet Mayer, will speak at a public forum sponsored by the International Foundation for Survival Research. The Ginsbergs will discuss their work and personal experiences pointing to life after death. Janet Mayer will discuss the ancient language she speaks, followed by a demonstration of spirit communication in the audience. For information, email elizabethmcadams@expbeyond@aol.com. That's elizabethmcadams@expbeyond@aol.com.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio. This is Mediums and Messages. Our guest medium is Angelina Diana, and the number here is 1-888-815-9756. And I guess it's a good time to go to the phones and take our first call.
We'll take Anthony from Florida.
Okay, Anthony.
Hi, good evening, Bob, Fran, Angelina.
Good evening to you. Did you have a question for Angelina, or you want to request a connection, or go ahead?
I would like to get a connection.
Okay, that's great. I don't want to hear any additional information, so that's perfect. Anthony, how are you today?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I have a female coming through for you, and she's very proud of the way you're taking care of your house. You actually live in, like, a small condo?
No, I have a residence.
Okay, it's very interesting. This female wants to talk about the smaller house or the smaller condo connected to you. So I feel like this could be something from the past. But this female is telling me now where you're living is almost very compact or smaller and not as spread out. So I have to take the visualization when I get connection from spirit. I feel, hear it, and see it. I'm seeing a rather petite lady. She makes me feel like she's a very good cook. And there's something about you keeping all of your things in a smaller area or more confined. See, I know you say you live in a residence, but you must be feeling a little confined right now where you are.
I spend a lot of time in my bedroom, so I
okay.
think maybe she might be referring to that.
Okay. So that's what I want to honor, you know, and when a medium gets something, sometimes we get something we don't know why, but I have to honor the fact that she sees that you're confined in your small condo, as I saw it, or a small area. But she's very proud of the way that you're taking care of the place where you live. So there has to be some routine that you're setting into in the rest of your home that she would have liked very much. She comes across as a very meticulous person. And I feel like this is an equal partner to you. Do you have a wife that's on the other side?
That is affirmative.
Okay, so I have to honor that that's how she's coming through. She's a very gentle lady, very quiet in nature, but had a very boisterous laugh, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm hearing her laugh, and that's what she wants you to remember. I'm hearing the name like Louise, Louis, Louie, Lulu. Where's the LLL connection to her?
Write
it down. I have to tell you, I feel like this is someone, I don't mean to cut you off, but she seems to be very chatty all of a sudden. She wants to move you along. And she tells me this, and I have to tell you, she makes me feel like you have a very slower, overthinking kind of pace. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, your wife is telling me this, and she would say often in conversations, you would kind of wander off to other stories, and she'd kind of push you along to get back on point. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so know that she's being that partner to you now by saying, he'll get the L later, but I feel like this L, when she gives me that feeling, is either connected to her, it's her, or someone connected to her family that's still here that she wants to acknowledge. So try to remember that information if you could, and then if it gets validated later, please email us. Now, your wife makes me feel like there was definitely a digestive issue, and it traveled down towards the lower part of her body before she passed. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and I have to tell you, she makes me feel like you visually saw her in pain, and she makes me feel like there was a... Hold on. Was she 56?
She was younger than that.
One second. She tells me that she was 56.
No.
Okay, all right, I respect that. Stop. Just say yes or no, please, okay? And sometimes a medium can get into bad habits by asking questions, which forces you to give more information. I don't want you to do that. I have to honor the 5 and the 6. Now she's saying months. Okay, I have to listen to her. There had to be a 5 to 6 month period where she started to go downhill quite rapidly.
That's true.
Okay, so this shows you how a medium sometimes doesn't hear the whole story, and this is a good message for people to understand when you get messages from your loved ones. You might get a piece of the information and think that's the whole message. You've got to tag everything together. So I want to honor the fact that she shows me this 5 to 6, she didn't say 6 to 5, which I find very interesting, but 5 to 6 month period before she passed, she started to get very sick, and then it was a slow decline until she passed, and I'm very sorry for that, but can you confirm that you had to really care for her in those last 5 to 6 months?
Yes.
Okay, and I have to honor the fact that during that time period, her weight fluctuated. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay, so she doesn't want you to remember that part. She comes across very doting towards you, and she makes me feel like when you cared for her, there was an aspect of her almost in a loving way kind of pushing you away because she didn't want to drain you. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay, so she's saying she did that out of love. So if you're having moments, because she makes me feel like you're feeling this, Were you feeling like you tried to attend to her and she pushed you away? It was only because she cared about you. She didn't want to put you through that. She has a very sing-songy kind of melodic kind of voice when she talks. When she was healthy, her voice was always very lilting and high. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I'm getting this like, oh, that's my husband, and I'm hearing this very high. And then as she got sick, her voice got very low and gravelly. And she says she doesn't want you to remember that either. She wants you to remember the lilt and the positivity. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. Now, she tells me that there's a burning question for you connected to the backyard, and it feels connected to, I'm seeing what looks to be either, it looks like a half courtyard. I heard that, but I'm seeing what looks to be three walls and an open area. So if I can paint this picture for you that she's showing me, do you have like a three-quarter wall in your backyard?
Well, if I could elaborate, we have a lake in the back, and we have an enclosed patio that we spent a lot of time.
Okay, is there three? Beautiful. Are there three walls connected to this patio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's telling me that, and she's telling me before she passed, you guys had a discussion about either knocking it down, shifting it, and making it wider. Is this true?
That's possible.
No, I need you to be honest. Because I could be misreading her. I want to be sure I have her message intact and I'm representing her the right way. The reason why she's saying this is she's talking about using this as an analogy as growth and expansion for you.
Yes.
And this idea about growing and expanding, and she's by your side as, even though she's not physically there, she's still by your side as she sees you wanting to grow and expand and make changes with your residence. Okay. So is there this aspect about you wanting to shift and change the backyard?
No.
Okay, so thank you for being honest. I have to go back then when she was physically here. There's something about her wanting to open that or knock down the walls and make it more open so that there's a better view of the backyard. So do you have a... I'm sorry.
That would pertain to friends that we have.
I'm sorry, say again.
That would pertain to a fence that we put up that she was kind of against it because it obstructed our view.
Okay. All right. So she's just bringing that up as evidence, okay? But I'm getting this feeling as I have to soon wrap up the reading, but I'm getting this feeling as she uses that as an analogy about the now and the feelings that you have about staying in the house and making changes. She has a very gentle way that she would introduce you to change. She's not a pushy lady, right?
No.
Okay. And I get her as a gentle pusher, you know, like making suggestions so that you're comfortable, making your way clearer so that you feel comfort. And I feel like she tells me that there are some changes and some shifts that you do want to make in your current home, even some aspects about leaving and shifting where you live. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. She's gently suggesting that you need to do what you feel comfortable with, just like she would have when she was here with the suggestions of the neighbors. So I'd like you to try something for me. When you go to bed tonight, if you feel capable and if you are in a place in your grief where you feel like you can try this, I'd like you to go to bed tonight and ask her for a suggestion in your dreams about the next step or some validation about the next step about this change and transition that you're feeling, okay? She makes me feel like she would want you to be comfortable no matter where you are. You know, and I think that's, and I think Bob and Fran would agree that, you know, that's one of the biggest things, that when we have someone on the other side, the shift about they're on the other side, but do we stay in the physical that we used to have with them, or do we move on to a new place physically? We have the memories of them physically, but we also have the pain that they're not there. That's a big blank. You know, I can't even say the word that I want to say right now. It's just, it really messes with your mind. So I want you to try to ask her for a question at night when you go to sleep and see if that offers some comfort for you. And the last thing she wants to say before I let you go, you got to improve your diet. You're not eating well, correct?
I can understand that.
Okay, she tells me that this is something she spoke to you about when she was physically here, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's, you know, still being her very loving and caring self, but she's still, like, being a little... She compares it to, like, a gnat in your ear. I'm going to be, like, a little pain because I care about you. So please,
I appreciate that from her.
Well, just know that she's still giving you that love and that attention from the other side. I hope the time we spent together was helpful and validating for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Anthony. I hope that...
Thank you, Angelina. Bob and Fran, I appreciate this moment.
Thank her. It was her message.
Okay.
But you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank
you. All right. Bye-bye. The is that something, Angelina, that you would recommend to most people that are trying to connect, to actually, you know, ask for an answer to a question or ask for suggestions?
I really do, and I think it's a hard concept for people to think of, because it's understandable because we want to still make them physical and have them answer us in a physical way.
Right.
But it's a two-way conversation. I really believe that. And I think, you know, like if you and I were having a conversation now and all I did was listen and I didn't respond back, it wouldn't be much of a conversation and not much fruitful information would come from our discussion. And I think sometimes we have to come from the place, if we're ready, because we are grieving and we do need to get that validation that they're okay and we want them to prove it to us. But if we can come to a place of evoking a conversation to them, creating an opportunity for them to play with the physical energy around us, because let's face it, when we're grieving, we are closing down our energy. We don't want to connect with the physical world. We don't want to be a part of it, but yet we're asking them to make something physical happen. So I think if we can ask them a question, send them a gift, like a memory, and then ask them a question, I think that memory is actually doing what a medium does. You're actually daydreaming. When you send a memory, you daydream. When a medium works, we daydream. So when you send that memory, you're putting yourself in that daydream state, and I believe that you're creating that connection. And then ask them a question. Or as you lull yourself to sleep, ask that question. Because when you sleep, it's the best way to connect, I think, because you're taking your physical brain, it's taking a dirt nap, and then your spiritual self is ready to receive. So I do recommend that to a lot of people, especially if they find themselves in the physical world not really seeing much, not really feeling that oh, there's a sign, or I'm picking up on a connection.
It's interesting. That deep grief that shuts you down, does that interfere with a regular mediumistic reading?
When I read someone who's
that way?
If it's not affecting them physically, like I've started a reading with some people and they've broken down physically into tears where they can't breathe, that affects the reading because they're unable to connect, because they're not concentrating on what I'm saying. But I have to tell you, I believe that when people come to me and sometimes they're in that deep grief, they're not distracted by the physical world. So sometimes it does help with the reading.
Wow.
Because, believe it or not, I know they're not relaxed, but they're not really distracted. Sometimes when people sit across from me, the first thing I hear is, oh, you know, in their energy, like, oh, work sucked, I can't, right? You know, I hear all this physical world stuff, but sometimes, you know, I hate to see someone in deep grief, but sometimes it actually helps me in many ways because I don't get distracted by their energy.
I guess it's time to take another call. Who do we have on the line?
We have Rob from Sacramento, California.
Hello, Rob.
Hi there.
Hi, and you're on with medium Angelina Diana, and if you'd like to ask her something, feel free to go ahead.
I'd like a connection, yes.
What was your first name again?
Rob.
Rob. Thank you, Rob. I'm feeling a female around you. You ride bicycles, don't you, Rob? Yeah, there's a bicycle connection to you, and this female's talking about your bicycle connection. She claims you're a little fanatical about it. Is that true?
Used to be, yes.
Yeah, okay. There's a mother figure pass for you? If it's an
elf, it wouldn't be, no.
Okay, so I have to honor the maternal figure that I'm feeling here. Very maternal, and I want to go on Dad's side of the family. So your grandmother on Dad's side is passed, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry for that. And she's bringing through one of her kids, and it feels male to me. So I have to honor that grandmother on dad's side is coming through, and she's bringing through a son. So your grandmother lost a son?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so know that I've got a younger male coming through with your grandmother on dad's side. That's what I need to honor, okay? I am hearing son. I don't know why, but I have to honor son is coming through. But I do have to honor the fact that grandmother's coming through, and she's talking about your fanatical bicycle days. That's how she's identifying with you as an evidential thing. This grandmother figure to me makes me feel like she had upper respiratory failure. It's almost like her lungs filled up with fluid, and she had a difficult time breathing before she passed. Do you understand this?
No, I don't really know too much about my father's side of the family.
I respect that. Sometimes they can still come through. I once had a reading from three different mediums to have my mom come through, and she never came through. But the one person that was constant in the reading that my dad later validated was my grandmother that I never met, but it brought validation to my dad. So what I would check, if you can, I know it's difficult, but this female seems to be coming through wanting to validate the heart and lung connection to her. And I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense. Where's the name like Rose, Rose, Rose? That's what I'm hearing connected. So where's the Rose-sounding name in your family? If you don't understand it, please write it down.
I'll just
appreciate the fact that you're working with me. I know you're listening very carefully. But there's also a younger male coming through connected. Do you have a son that's passed?
No.
Okay, I would write down that there's a younger male coming through. I'm hearing son, younger than grandmother. He makes me feel like he either passed in an impact or he was in a car accident. So I'm getting a very quick passing connected to him. I'm also hearing the name Joseph, Joe, J-O-O. Where's that connected to you?
Can't make a connection there.
I respect that, and I'm really sorry this doesn't sound like we're connecting, but I would like you to write this down for me because it's coming through very strong. Now, where's the family of five connected to you, three children and a set of parents? Family of three kids. If you don't understand it,
possibly that would be my maternal grandmother.
Okay. So now on some level, this could be how another spirit's coming through, because I do feel dad's side, so I have to honor that. Okay, now when we go to the family of five, I have to say I'm feeling two girls and three males. Okay, so I'm feeling more of a male dominating family there, so I don't know if you could validate that for me. But the female that's coming through on the other side of the family, if this is in fact is mom's side, makes me feel like there's a Cancer connection to her. Can you put that together for me? Where's the Cancer?
And this would be the grandmother?
I don't know. I've got a female.
Oh, we don't know.
I don't know. But I do have a female coming through that she makes me feel like there's a Cancer connection to her. Do you understand this?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, so what I want to say is that where the family five is? I need you to think. Three children and a set of parents.
That's possible, yes.
Okay, so write that down for me or try to remember that. Now, this female coming through makes me feel like there's a business or entrepreneurial aspect to your life. So you would consider yourself an entrepreneur, yes?
No.
Okay, so where's the person connected to your family that is the self-starter or the entrepreneur? If it doesn't make sense, please write it down. I'm sorry that things aren't sense
that's
in
okay.
Your discussion. But I have to honor the fact that what I feel are three people coming through. I feel like the female with the Cancer is definitely on mom's side of the family or very maternal. She wants to validate the five, three children and a set of parents. I have what feels like an entrepreneurial energy coming through, like you're a self-starter, like you can make things happen right now. So what I'd like to do so the reading doesn't get so confusing is leave that with you and please if it makes sense. I'm sorry it wasn't that clear for you, but I'm hoping on some level you can make some sense of it and email me so I could help you out with that.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you for being open to the process.
Okay. I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Rob. The I heard we had somebody on the show recently who wasn't practicing as a medium, but saw spirit, you know, very, very often. And he described the process to him as he would see a mass of energy, and then he would throw himself into the energy, like immerse himself in the energy.
Interesting.
I mean, is that that's certainly?
How did he describe the energy? What did it look? Did it look? Did he see it? Physically see it?
Yeah.
Did he feel it?
No, he physically saw, you know, these I don't know if you call it blocks of energy, but he'd see the energy in the room, you know, taking different colors and different shapes, and he would let his, I guess, his mind be immersed by the energy. The way you work, I take it, you know, is different. I mean,
I agree with him.
Yeah.
There's different ways that you can see things. You see things internally. You feel, hear, and see within. You know, you feel that gut feeling. You hear your own head voice. You see things like a daydream. But the way that I start connecting is I will first sometimes feel the presence, like there's three people in the room now. A moment ago, there were six, three on the other side and three here. And I would feel three other people. But sometimes what happens is I'll be sitting across from a client, and I will see what looks to be like a, you know, that effect of a mirage, like you look over like heat rising over. I see like a little extra heat around their shoulder or their head, and it does expand. And at that point, when he says immerse yourself into it, what's interesting is I don't immerse myself into it, but what I feel is a very strong connection to that that shape that I'm seeing, and then it'll go right into my daydream center, and I'll start seeing colors or faces or shapes of body, or for instance, with the earlier reading, I saw the three-quarter wall.
Right.
You know, so I do understand what he means. You know, people see it different ways, but there is, I think. You know, obviously people have energy, and I think within or around that energy, our loved ones are connected to us, and I believe that we can actually see or manifest that energy, whatever shape that might be.
Okay.
I agree with him.
All righty, and I guess what we're going to do now is take another short break, and when we come back, we will continue with phone calls from Angelina Diana on Signs of Life Radio, the Mediums and Messages show. So stay with us.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
On Saturday, February 6, 2011, in Laguna Hills, California, Bob and Fran Ginsberg, founders of Forever Family Foundation and medium Janet Mayer, will speak at a public forum sponsored by the International Foundation for Survival Research. The Ginsbergs will discuss their work and personal experiences pointing to life after death. Janet Mayer will discuss the ancient language she speaks, followed by a demonstration of spirit communication in the audience. For information, email ElizabethMcAdams@expbeyond@aol.com. That's ElizabethMcAdams@expbeyond@aol.com.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Bob and I, Fran, hosting the show. The show is sponsored by Association Transcommunication, can be found on the web at www.atransc.org. Just before we get back to Angelina and take our next caller, we have just a few updates. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle is in full swing. You got to be in it to win it. It's $5 a chance, and with each chance, you have five opportunities to win one of the medium readings with Bobby Allison, Laura Lynn Jackson, Lynn LeClaire, Dave Campbell, or Kathy Cowell. We also have a New York event that's up on the website already. It's Connecting with Your Child Across the Veil. It's for bereaved parents, grandparents, and adult siblings. It's conducted by Laura Lynn Jackson, Friday, March 25th at 7 p.m. at the Forever Family Foundation Conference Room in Oceanside, New York. And would we like to take a caller now?
Yeah, and just before we take that caller, I just wanted to mention, Angelina is always hosting the show. She never gets to give out any of her own information, but in fact she does have a thriving practice and mediumship, and you can reach her on the web at angelinadiana.com or email her at
contact@angelinadiana.com.
That's easy.
Yeah. Or you can just go on angelinadiana.com and click on the contact
link. If you can't remember all that,
right,
there's a link to her website on our website.
ForeverFamilyFoundation.org.
Okay. Let's go to another caller. And
okay, let's take Kelsey on line three.
Okay, Kelsey?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? You're on with Angelina Diana.
Hi, good evening. Hello, Angelina.
Hello, Kelsey. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm feeling a female connected to you. She's coming through making me feel like there was a strong bond and connection to you. It almost feels like an older sister or an older female connected. She's putting out what looks to be many newspapers. I don't know why, but she's looking at the shopping ads. So she's clipping out shopping ads or excited about the shopping. So I don't know if she was an avid shopper with you, or if there was an aspect of her going shopping with you. This female does come across making me feel like there was an illness connected, and she wants to thank you for the supportive words. I'm getting thank you for the supportive words. So there is an older female connected to that passed from an illness that you want to hear from, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Where's the shopping connection between the two of you? Do you guys, like, you know, rev it up in the shopping ads, or why does she have these newspapers in front of her?
Not sure.
Okay. Are you the avid shopper of the family, or you like to look through the ads? You guys. She was. Okay. So now, do you understand why she's showing me the newspapers and why she's looking through them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you guys have Kohl's out here? Kohl's department store? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
She showed me the Kohl's ad. So I don't know if it was the clothes or something about shopping at Kohl's, but I just have to honor everything I get. She also tells me that there is a very, are you Polish?
No.
I don't know why I'm seeing this strange food connected to you guys. I can say this because I'm part Polish, okay? But when I was growing up as a kid, my Polish grandmother on my mother's side would make, like, this really strange ethnic food, and I would be forced to eat it. How is that connected to your mom? Or this mother figure that I'm getting?
The only type of ethnic food that sometimes it's forced to eat in this family is soufri.
Is what?
Soufri.
I have no idea what that is, but if it's ethnic and you did not enjoy it, that would be what I'm validating. So did you not enjoy this food?
Actually, I did. She didn't.
Oh, okay. So that's why she's bringing this up. So I want to honor the fact that she's kind of going, okay, it's time to eat that ethnic food again. Now, is this your mother?
Yes.
Okay, because she made me say mom a few moments ago, so I want to honor that and that connection. Now, she also talks about the, it almost looks like a, I want to say a triangle or some type of a shield connected to the family. It feels like it's on her side of the family, and it's been handed down. So I don't know if there's a specific shield, you know what I mean by shield, like a family crest? Or something connected to the family and the history of the family. She tells me it's been handed down, and now you have it. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay, so I need to go to the triangular thing that's very colorful and metal. It feels like it's connected, and it feels like it's been handed down. I don't want to say it's necessarily a piece of jewelry, though. It almost feels like an object, triangular and metal. And it has some family connection to it. Your mother was on the religious side, yes?
Very.
Okay. It feels religious connected, so I have to honor it. Are you Jewish?
No.
Okay. So I don't know if she was showing me the star, but I'm getting that shape that I have to honor. So I feel like it's her way of saying it's a religious symbol, and I'm passing it down to you. So I feel like it was passed down. So if you wouldn't mind looking for that, I feel like that's the way that she's honoring her religious side, but she's also validating that it's something that you have and that you have connected.
Okay.
She tells me right now that there is either a rift in your family or you guys are separated or in different parts of the country. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes.
Okay. She tells me that you are the peacemaker, but that the rest of the family isn't, it's not that they don't want peace, it's just that when you were growing up as kids, you guys just didn't communicate. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so there is this aspect about her wanting to bring this lesson of communication to the family. She's kind of giggling a little bit, not in a strange way, but almost like this is the lesson she had to learn. So your mother did have a hard time communicating her feelings, is this true?
Yes.
She does validate that. So I have to say that when the other side brings this up as validation, because I've never met you before, I've never had the honor of meeting your mom, I feel like when they bring that up in a short session like this, it's to validate who they are, but it's also to validate this is what I learned about myself after I crossed over. And now I'm looking at my family, and they're all separated. She doesn't see that there's anger with the family. You'd agree with that, right?
Yes.
But it's just that you guys don't talk. You just don't have that ability to talk to each other. She does make me feel like you are the peacemaker of the family. You're the middle child?
Yes.
Okay, so she validates you as the middle child. So you do have, and, you know, I also do psychic readings, and when we teach people to be more psychic, we kind of look at our energy of where we are in the family. You are getting that yin and yang push and pull back and forth. That's coming from me, by the way, not your mom. I want to be ethical about that. That, you know, if you're feeling that pull of being pulled all over the place, it's because of your place in the family. But I feel like in the time that we're together, your mom had to come through with that evidence. I feel like her message to you is, I know I didn't communicate that much, but we did have our moments where we connected and did things together. And for some reason, she's whipping out that Kohl's ad again. So I don't know what the big deal is about shopping with her. You told me she was an avid shopper. But when they do stuff like that, if you find yourself in, I know this sounds strange, but I get the emails. If you find yourself in a Kohl's or on some level, you're looking through the ads and you see something connected to mom, please know it's her way of validating that. And if I could just share a quick story to tell you how this happens sometimes. My mother had passed from stage 3, almost stage 4, of breast cancer. She's very sick.
And she would constantly, when she said, you're taking me to the hospital, bring the newspaper. And there was one day I had forgotten to bring the newspaper. But at St. Francis Hospital, they had this, it's called like HTN, Health News Center. It was like this small little 3 or 4 page newspaper thing. And so every time I forgot the newspaper, she would grab that and read it. Well, the day she died, I walked out of the hospital into my car, and underneath the wheel well of the car was one of these H&C stuff. And I still have it at home. I'll have to show you, Fran. The back of this newspaper was this woman staring at me, twin of my mom. I swear to God, it was her way of saying, I'm here with you, honey. Don't worry about it. So I really want you to kind of take that as something to look forward to in the future of a connection to your mom. Okay?
Thank you very much.
I hope this helped you.
Okay. It did.
I'm so glad. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good evening. And squeeze in another call.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I believe we have somebody holding online, too. I don't have a name.
Okay.
We have a caller online, too.
Hello, me?
Well, Nancy, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Well, you're on with Angelina Diana.
Hi, Karen.
I was hoping for maybe a connection today.
You would like to make a connection. Okay, let me take a second to tune in. Karen, are you on the East Coast?
Yes.
Okay, because I've got a male figure coming through showing me the East Coast of our country, the East Coast area. He makes me feel like he was either really good with maps or he liked the idea of geography because he's like almost coaching me on the whole East Coast, and I don't know why. This male figure comes through a bit older than you, and I do want to be pulled to Dad's side. Your father has passed?
Yes.
Okay. He seems to be very much into his, when I say into his head, it's like his thoughts, his intellectual mind, very stimulated by, you know, like if there's an interesting map, he wants to look at it. He seems to be very much in his intellect. Do you understand this?
Possibly my father-in-law instead of my father.
Okay, that's very possible. If I'm validating him and that's his coming through, let me ask him more information so we know who this is. He does give me this sense that there was this strength or this presence that he would have in the room before he even spoke. So it's almost like you had to be a certain way because of his, you know that old expression when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens? Do you remember that ad?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
did your father-in-law have that kind of presence?
Yes, he did.
Okay. So I need to honor that it's your father-in-law coming through. I'd love to connect you with your dad, but I have to honor he's the one that's coming through. Now, did your father-in-law have a stroke?
Possibly. I honestly don't know how he died.
The left side of my lip, my arm, and my leg are numb. To me, that's the classic sign of a stroke. So I need to hopefully validate that for you. You need to know that he's okay. He kept his feelings very much inside when he was going through this, even beforehand. So people didn't quite know how he was feeling about it. Very strong kind of personality. Now, as I feel in the room now, four people, I'm feeling a fifth. It is a male figure. I'm not too sure it's your dad, but I want to honor the fact that there is a nature lover here. He's connected to the birds. So is your father a bird lover?
No.
Okay, so I have to honor the male figure coming through connected to the outdoors. I am hearing dad. So I still have to honor that. I want to go outdoors. So I'm getting this outdoor approach. I'm getting someone who had a diabetic or sugar issue. I'm tasting sweet on my lip. And I feel like this was a back-and-forth issue for many years. So where's the male figure that had a diabetic issue connected to you?
My father developed it later in life.
Okay, so I have to honor the fact that this is connected to him. What I need to do is go back to ask him why he showed me the birds and why he'd rather be outside. So where's the outdoor connection to your father, this need or want to be outdoors? I don't get that with your father-in-law.
No.
Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay, where's the New Hampshire connection to you?
It would just be through my husband's family, through genealogy.
Okay. So
which
this
my
could
father-in-law
be...
did.
Okay, so know on some level, when two spirits are in a room, I call them like competing spirits, or they're talking at the same time in the short time that we're together. I feel like this is the way that your father-in-law is trying to bring up something connected to him, and then your dad's trying to squeeze through talking about the diabetic issue. Okay? Where's the name like Mark? M-A-R. How's that connected to you?
Don't know.
Okay, I want to go on father-in-law's side of the family. So remember, the M-A-R sounding name feels male to me. So I feel like what's happening in the short time we're together is I have a father-in-law figure coming through, and I have your dad coming through. Your dad doesn't come through, and it doesn't mean that he can never come through in a session. He comes through more gentle and quiet than your father-in-law. So your dad had a less assuming kind of personality, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to validate
very
that.
Much.
Did he collect antiques, your dad?
Not really, no.
Talking about the antique things you have connected to him. There's an appreciation
okay.
of there's an appreciation of history here. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, this is coming from your dad. Okay? So I want to honor
okay.
that how he's validating himself. And the last thing I want to say to you, it almost feels connected to decisions and the choices that you made for him. Your dad was sick for some time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You were the main decision maker or helping him make decisions about his health, correct?
No.
Interesting. He wants to thank you for the decision you made for him before he passed, and it makes me feel like it's connected to where he passed. There's something about your dad wanting to pass at home. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, so I need to leave that with you. I know that doesn't make sense, but for some reason he wants to thank you, and then he talks about thank you for the decision you made about where he passed. So I'm going to have to leave that with you.
Is it where he passed or possibly where my mother passed?
No, I can't say that because that's not what I'm getting. I would love to say that. If you understand that, it could be that if you were the decision maker for your mom and that's the decision that you made, I would take that as a validation. But I can't tell you that I'm connecting with your mother right now. I feel two men here. But do you understand that connected to your mom?
Yes.
Okay. So know that that's what he's saying, okay? But I have to tell you, it's not coming from your mom. It's coming from your dad for some reason.
I understand.
Okay. So I hope this helped you in the short time that we're together.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It.
Thanks for calling. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And I guess we're almost at the end of our time. Again, wanted to thank Angelina for joining us as a guest. You can find her on the web at angelinadiana.com. And, of course, listen to her on our regular Mediums and Messages show every third Thursday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can't leave without the prayer for the Gulf.
I have to say my prayer for the Gulf.
Okay.
Now let's give energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all the living creatures in Mexico Gulf by praying like this. To the waters, whales, dolphins, pelicans, fishes, shellfishes, planktons, corals, algae, and all creatures in our Gulf of Mexico. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And that was by Masuro Emoto, May 9th, 2010, right after the Gulf Coast tragedy.
And that means it's time to say that our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.